Good afternoon to everyone. Well, have you ever been to heaven? How many people have been to heaven? Oh, we have one. We have one. She's heard the sermonette before. I have been to heaven, and I'm telling the truth. Actually, I've been there many times. The first time, it was really exciting. And then after a while, it's like, here we go again. Before you think I'm a little whacked out, let me clarify my statement. I'm not talking about going into the abode of angels and God and Christ. I'm talking about going up in an airplane. Technically, that is going to heaven if we use Bible language. If we use biblical language, because we're going to see the Bible actually talks about not one, not two, but three heavens. And today in the sermonette, we'll briefly examine each one. So let's start off. Let's go to the New Testament and go to 2 Corinthians 12. 2 Corinthians 12. Second Corinthians 12 and verse 2, Paul speaking, he says, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knows such as one caught up to the third heaven, Now, logic tells us if that there's a third heaven, there's got to be heaven number one and heaven number two. So let's find out in Genesis chapter 1 what the first heaven is all about. We'll go right back to the beginning, Genesis chapter 1. And let's start in verse 6. Genesis 1 verse 6. But God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters. God made the firmament and divided the waters that were under the firmament from the waters that were above. And it was so. And verse 8, notice this. God called the firmament heaven. The firmament, heaven. So what are we talking about here in what we'll say is the first heaven? We're talking about, clouds, the atmosphere of planet Earth. The atmosphere, so to speak. And we see that further. We can just jump to chapter 7 of Genesis. Chapter 7 and verse 23. It says, every living substance was destroyed that was upon the face of the ground, both man, cattle, creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven. They were destroyed. Wow, so in the first heaven, that's where birds fly, right? Basically we're talking about what's above us, and we could add where airplanes go, right? They go into that first heaven in terms of how the Bible is describing it. And just a few scriptures later in Genesis 8 and verse 2, this is the fountains also of the deep, and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. So, where does rain come from? It comes from the clouds. So we're talking about the first heaven, since we have three to deal with, would be our atmosphere. The clouds, where airplanes fly, where balloons go up, and things like that. Well, what about the second heaven? Well, let's go to Psalm chapter 8. A beautiful psalm here. In Psalm chapter 8, let's just look at verse 3. David's psalm. He says, when I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, here we go, here's what he's thinking about, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained. The moon and the stars. In the Hebrew, the word heavens in this verse is shomeh, and it basically means a sky, or really more a lofty place when you're looking up, when you see the moon at night, when you see the stars. So we're talking about outer space. We're talking about where galaxies are and solar systems, black holes and the like. That's the second heaven, and absolutely distinct from the first heaven. You can be okay, flying around with some oxygen. You have a bigger issue once you go into outer space, which would be the second heaven. So what we find is when we see the word heaven in scripture, you have to look at the context. What is it talking about? Talking about where the birds fly, or is it talking about the moon, the stars, planets, and things like that? But let's go back to 2 Corinthians 12, and just let's explore that a little bit more, because this scripture in 2 Corinthians 12 really helps us to understand that there are three heavens. And what about that third heaven? What are we talking about? 2 Corinthians 12. And let's start in verse 1. He says, "It's not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord." And he's now starting to tell a little story. He says, "I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago." And really, he's talking about himself. He's kind of putting in the third person, because he was really shaken by this event, as we'll see. "So I knew man in Christ about 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell. God knows. And as one caught up to the third heaven." In verse 3, "And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter." Yeah, paradise. He was given a vision so vivid that he actually said, "Maybe God transported me somehow, and I was able to see heaven, the third heaven, the realm of angelic beings." Or it was a vision, right? We can vote, probably it was more a vision. But again, it was so vivid that he says, "I honestly can't tell you, because it was just so spectacular." And he's just throwing it out there. And it's interesting that he calls it the third heaven, the third heaven. And that's where we can understand the Bible has 1, 2, and 3 heavens. You don't have to turn there, but Luke 23 and verse 43, Jesus on the cross said, "Truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in," and that same word, paradise. Well, we knew where Jesus was going when he was resurrected. He was going up to the abode of God and angels, that third heaven. And that third heaven is not, some people speculate, well, maybe heaven is in some distant galaxy. It's like, well, no. That's the second heaven. It's in a different dimension. It's separate from anything that we can observe. And it's just a very special place, to say the least. The third heaven is normally what we mean when we say heaven, when we say our Father in heaven. Yeah, that's the abode of God. So it is true that I have been to heaven, and many of you have also been to heaven. Again, if we use biblical language, and a select few have been in the second heaven, right? They're called astronauts, right? Some people that walked on the moon or in the space station. So the next time someone says to you, "Hey, I just returned from heaven," don't judge them right away. You gotta say, was it the first heaven, the second heaven, or was the third heaven?